Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast at American Muslim Community Foundation. Today, it is an honor and absolute pleasure to have on Brother Ahmed Al-Hattab. He is the Director of Development at Sterling Charitable Gift Fund, and prior to that was with the ISNA Development Foundation. He has been nominated for the Lifetime Achievement Award. Welcome to the show, Brother Ahmed.
JazakAllah khair. Thank you so much for giving me this great opportunity. And I really appreciate the great achievements that your institution have been doing for quite some time. I'm very impressed and inspired by your great work.
That's very kind of you to say. And it's only because of the path that so many of you and your generation have paid that allows us to be focusing on this work. So congratulations on the nomination again.
It's a pleasure and honor, alhamdulillah.
So, you know, the title of this podcast is called the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast. So I wanted to hear from you, what does philanthropy mean to you?
Well, subhanAllah, where philanthropy is actually is a love to for mankind and for human being, and to make our life a much better place by striving to help and to support and to build a very healthy society. But for me, actually, philanthropy, although it is very much integral part of our faith of Islam, this whole concept of philanthropy started with me many years back. Actually, in 1974, when I was visiting Europe, I was leading the prayers one night, reciting Quran, and I have several Muslim youth praying with me. So I was so much inspired and touched when I saw a young boy from Switzerland listening to the Quran and was crying with tears. This moment for me gave me that sense of mission, that sense of contributing to the betterment of the world through carrying the mission or the message of Islam to the West. And I kept dreaming and preparing myself for this moment till 1978, when I traveled and I landed on the shore of New York, and immediately I started my journey of philanthropy. I became a teacher of Sunday school. And I was so glad that among the students that were there at that time, our dear and beloved Dr. Dalia Fahmi, that she's among those
kids
that were there at the Islamic Center and the Masjid of Ibad al-Rahman. And this is where I started. And subhanAllah, in a very short period of time, from volunteering for 2 years and building a very dynamic youth group and reaching out to the community at large, I was so blessed to be assigned the task of being the director of the Islamic Center in Jersey City in 1980, where I was committed to bring all about the beauty of our faith and to build a community as a model for what we are teaching. And alhamdulillah, by 1983, I was interviewed by ISNA leadership, and I joined the Islamic Society of North America, where I was so much inspired by their philanthropic vision, by building a very exemplary institution that will serve American Muslims and serve the society at large and contribute to its betterment. Since that time, I continued for several years delivering the message, inspiring donors, building bridges, and I was so much honored by serving this institution for these years of my life. So the philanthropy for me simply was a life mission and commitment to serve humanity at large through presenting a beautiful model of Islamic institution and Muslim community in the West.
That's fantastic to hear about your journey to ISNA, and I'm sure having been there for, you know, 30 plus years, it might be hard to pick just three favorite moments, but would love to hear from you what some of those favorite moments have been.
Well, as you said, if I will think about favorite moments, subhanAllah, there are many, many of those. The whole journey was so inspiring and so, impressive to see the achievements from face to face. But if I would like to reflect on some of those very important favorite moments of my journey at ISNA, the very first one, when I was hired in 1984, to be the very first fundraising officer, which was the very first for any nonprofit Islamic organization to have that concept of hiring a person to be dedicated only for fundraising. So this for me was the beginning of my journey in that field of nonprofit management and the fundraising. And then the second one, which will be something I'm very, very proud of it, which as you said, that how the nonprofit and the donors click together and connect together. 1 year in the 80s, I was traveling to the Muslim world with a delegation of Imam Siraj Wahaj with me and Brother Dawood, who was at the vice president of ISNA at that time. So subhanAllah, we were approaching top, philanthropists in the Muslim world and meeting with key donors. And we met with someone, and I was presenting the case for support in the presence of Imam Siraj Wahaj and Dawood Zwing. And for that moment, both the three of us were presenting the beauty of Islam in America, where the immigrant and the African American and the white converts presenting the future, the beautiful picture of Islam in the West. And I was talking about the importance of Islamic education and our commitment to establish full-time Islamic schools. And while I'm talking to that man, he started to cry. Tears were coming, running from his beard. And subhanAllah, at the end of the presentation, he asked me to meet him privately in a side room. And then he said, I was so much touched by your presentation and by the vision and the beautiful role that you are doing in America. And I'm going to give you a small gift. I hope that you will accept it. And in the future, I will continue giving you more. So in a few days, I received the small gift that he was referring to, which was a check of $500,000. This is for me.
Wow.
Was one of the most beautiful moments that I can see the impact of our mission, our vision, and that role of peer-to-peer solicitation, and how to present a case for support to the extent that this man was giving $500,000 humbly and said, "This is a small gift, please accept it."
Wow.
So this is another beautiful story that every time I remember that, I feel so much inspired by our product, by the vision, by the mission, and alhamdulillah, by the possibility of delivering case for support and inspire others to assist and to help. The third moment, which alhamdulillah, I don't want to brag about it, but I can say your presence is actually a manifestation of this. I remember in 2008, I believe we launched one of the most important, if I can say, project, which is the fellowship program in management and governance of nonprofit, was with the mission and the vision in mind that to shape the future of nonprofit in America and to provide leaders that will advance the fundraising programs and to be equipped with the tools and the knowledge to be able to lead our nonprofit. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we managed to generate at the time and to have a grant of $1.5 million, where we generated almost 35 young men and women having their master's degree in management and governance of nonprofit from the highest and the most prestigious American universities. And nowadays, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, I'm so proud of their achievements and their leadership, including my beloved brother Muhyiddin Latif.
Thank you.
leading this an amazing institution, and our beloved brother Farhan Latif, the Hibri Foundation, and you have many of those, and Nida Salim, who was the former AD of the Islamic interim AD for the Islamic Society of North America, and now she is development director at IMANA, Islamic Medical Association of North America. So this is, and many of those that running institutions, Fawakeh and Brother Saif Omar, and all of those people, for me, I can feel this was the most rewarding project that I feel that is serving our very dynamic, promising American Muslim society and the society at large that we are living in.
Yeah, I can truly say that the ISNA Fellowship was remarkable and formative in my ability to obtain my master's degree. So thank you to ISNA and your leadership and partnership with that fellowship in making that possible. Not only did you provide tuition support, but also a living stipend. And then we, you know, partnered with ISNA on a project. So it was a really great way to learn more about nonprofit institutions and really be able to focus on studies while receiving that support. So I know that, you know, even in my cohort, like you mentioned, a few people, and now you had over 30 leaders that are in the community doing fantastic work because of this initiative.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, and I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate you for winning the Outstanding Community Foundation for 2019 by the Association of Professional of Fundraising Professionals.
Oh, thank you.
Very impressive. And this is the fruits and the reward of such a great project and investment in beautiful new generation of leaders, alhamdulillah.
No, we were really happy to be recognized by AFP Golden Gate Chapter for being an outstanding foundation. And that's really the inspiration for us to be doing these Muslim Philanthropy Awards. We saw the best practice that AFP had, and we wanted to replicate that for the Muslim community. And that's really how AMCF started as well. We saw other communities of faith having community foundations, having donor advised funds, having giving circles, and endowments for nonprofits. And we said, here's a way in which we can focus on supporting Muslim-led institutions and their leaders and build relationships with their donors to create more strategic and sustainable charitable giving opportunities. So really, we're just learning from best practices of other communities within our community and providing this as a resource.
Alhamdulillah, that's beautiful, very inspiring. And I feel for the case that I invested in this nonprofit, let me feel now I'm watching these fruits, an excellent outcome.
SubhanAllah, happy to be part of that. And again, it's because of your vision as a leader, seeing the need and planting the seeds, right? So thank you for your effort in that. I want to focus a little bit on Sterling Charitable Gift Fund and your time there. So what are some of the projects that you're currently focused on?
Yeah, actually, I just joined recently, but one of the very beautiful project that I love the most, that we join other Islamic financial institutions by launching Imams Generational Scholarship Fund, which actually we committed to pay an annual $50,000 that will be giving to 10 children of the Imams in recognition of the Imam's sacrifices and contributions and working hard to lead our communities with very limited resources. So this was a gift to recognize their leadership and their service. And alhamdulillah, we launched that, and we managed to have 10 great young Muslim men and women, the children of Imams, that also they have the capability and they have the leadership skills that they will be also leading the future with the beautiful vision and very inspiring commitment to build our society. So this one of the project that I was very much inspired, where I start to reach imams, councils, and communities nationwide to promote it. And this was something I feel that after 40 years of serving and working with ISNA and other institutions, I can feel that through my new job, I can build on this, on this kind of services and experience and understanding and outreach. One other program also we just launched also recently with support of CISNA Council of Islamic Schools of North America, with Sheikh Abdullah Idris, that we provided 10 webinars around the prophetic pedagogy, how we can use that to have a very high quality professional development for teachers, principals, educators. And alhamdulillah, we launched those 10 webinars and we have almost 300 people registered for that, which I feel, alhamdulillah, again, the impact, because we feel that by impacting the imams, impacting the teachers and principals, we will be impacting the future of Islam in America. The last one that we are working on and we will launch it very soon, which is Imam Saving Plan and Retirement Plan, where we can help also our imams when there is a need for financial support, there will be always there for them. And now working closely with Imam Majid and other religious leaders in developing professional development for religious leaders that will be launched before the end of this year. So alhamdulillah, I feel this new job is not disconnected from the whole journey. It's an extension. It is, mashallah.
That's great.
And I'm continuing to serve the mission that I was dreaming about since 1974 and since I came to this country. And alhamdulillah, I will continue to the last breath in my chest to serve my community and serve our nation and to serve the world that we are living in. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Ameen. And so beautiful that, you know, you've been working on this vision for so long. And I think that there's a lot of area for collaboration in what you're doing, because, you know, resource development, you know, nonprofits have been able to hire staff, but have they been able to provide that extra support where the benefits are there and they are supported financially adequately, but then also provided these additional resources? So it's really great to see you helping secure that security for these leaders who've given so much to the community. I'd like to ask one last question on, you know, what advice do you have for the next generation?
MashaAllah, next generation is our hope. And I just want to remind them of their identity and ask them to maintain the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be the beautiful model of our faith and to present the teachings of Islam as mercy to mankind. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as mercy to mankind, we need nowadays actually to be that a voice of rahma and the voice of mercy, and I will inspire them and encourage them to keep striving with compassion to build a much better world and to keep contributing. Have to become very much engaged with your Islamic center, with the school. You have to keep looking for a noble cause and a charitable cause in your neighborhood, for the mainstream, for those who are in need. Keep being connected with your community. Keep being a very productive element of the society that we are living in, and be a beautiful ambassador of Islam with its beautiful teachings and with its value that we are trying to inject in the society that we are living in. So by doing that, we'll have a bright future with your leadership and with your commitment to bring all about the beauty of Islam and its contribution to the society that we are living in.
Well, you know, your words are so inspiring. You are a shining example of what it means to be an American Muslim, what it means to be a civic leader, a servant leader, and may you be blessed in this life and given everything in the next. I really wish and hope that our community can take lessons from your your background and allow us to continue the tremendous work that you have done and are continuing to do. So again, congratulations on this nomination. And we're looking forward to hosting you and so many others at our annual symposium on Saturday, November 14th, and looking forward to continuing the conversation there.
It will be my pleasure, and congratulations again for your excellent work and for this upcoming symposium, inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much.
Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.